You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later, we'll hear about some citizen science projects taking place across the state this spring and how you can get involved. First, public hearings on the next state budget are taking place this month. The first one was Friday in Janesville, the next one tomorrow in Oak Creek. There are two more scheduled for River Falls and Green Bay. Among the items being discussed include Governor Evers' plan to accept federal money to expand Medicaid. With that money, Evers plans to increase funding to hospitals, mental health services, long-term care, and other programs. But state Republican leaders say they're opposed to expanding Medicaid and plan on introducing their own budget. Andrea Palm is the Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Secretary Designee Palm, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, Wisconsin, one of the 14 states to not accept this federal Medicaid money. Make the case for why you see a need to do this.
So our Medicaid expansion here in Wisconsin would allow us to cover an additional 82,000 adults and parents and save the state of Wisconsin $324.5 million. And that savings comes from our ability to draw down an enhanced match from the federal government. And that match is in the tune of about $1 billion. And then what we do with our savings and this new federal money is reinvested in the healthcare system to improve the system for everybody in Wisconsin, not just folks who receive services through the Medicaid program. And in doing so, we are allowed to bring a grand total of $1.6 billion in new federal money to the state of Wisconsin, again, to make really important investments in access to services, which is something that we've heard from Wisconsinites across this state.
Let's break down each half of that equation. First of all, when it comes to that expanded coverage you mentioned, who would that be covering? What income levels, what kind of people would find coverage under that?
Yep. So we would expand coverage from 100% of the poverty level to 138% of the poverty level. As I mentioned, it's about 82,000 people. It's a combination of childless adults, so single adults, as well as parents of children, but any adults between 100 and 138% of poverty would now be eligible.
Then you mentioned investments with some of the savings there for health services around the state. What kind of things specifically are you looking at?
Mm-hmm. So our budget tried to take the recommendations and the concerns that we were hearing from citizens around the state as it relates to gaps in the healthcare system. We know that folks have trouble accessing dental care, behavioral health care, including psychiatrists. We know that our long-term care system needs to be ready not just now to serve children and adults with disabilities and our aging citizens, but also needs to be ready as we all age and as our workforce ages to be ready to handle a population that's going to need long-term care services out into the future. So our investments range from increases in reimbursement rates so that we can reduce workforce shortages, recruit and retain more professionals in these various spaces so people can access care more easily because providers want to serve the Medicaid population and others, as well as increased services around the long-term care system and in the behavioral health system so people can actually access needed services in their local communities.
Yesterday on the show, we talked about a new Wisconsin Public Television documentary on healthcare gaps in rural Wisconsin in particular, where people might live very far away, say, from a specialist that they might need to see. Is that something you would work on with this budget?
Mm-hmm. So I think what we know about rural communities particularly is that the healthcare infrastructure that they have really is often the cornerstone of their communities. It's the largest employer. It's a critical component of their economic development. And so Medicaid expansion not only would allow us to support those key cornerstones of those economies, but would also be able to improve access to services through things like telehealth, which is also a part of our budget and something that we can afford with new investments from the Medicaid expansion. We think that opportunities to better access the providers we currently have through telehealth is an opportunity in rural areas to reduce barriers to care, reduce travel times, et cetera, and that, again, things like telehealth are critical components of our ability to do that. But we also think that our ability to invest this new federal money in rural healthcare also means that we'll be able to attract and retain more providers in those communities. The workforce shortages that they face as they try to serve their local communities are particularly acute. And so we think, again, we really need to make some investments with this new federal money and our ability to recruit and retain healthcare providers in local communities.
Talking to Andrea Palm, Secretary-Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, about the state budget and how it relates to Medicaid and health investments. Secretary Appointee Palm, Senate Republicans or state Republicans have been opposed to taking that federal Medicaid money in part in principle and also on a practical level. They're worried that it comes with so many question marks based on arguing in Congress over this that we might build a budget around it and then lose it all. What would you say to them?
I'd say a couple of things, Rob. I think first, the Affordable Care Act is the law of the land. It has been around for 9 years now. It has withstood all the way to the Supreme Court several challenges. And this idea that it's going away, I think, is a maybe just a good excuse for why not to take the money when it really is here to stay. I think the other thing we should consider is that the state of Wisconsin, unless there's something I don't know, pays federal taxes just like everybody else. And we've been sending our money from Wisconsin, hardworking Wisconsin citizens for years and not pulling any of it back into the state, which we're entitled to through a Medicaid expansion. So our ability to draw down that $1.6 billion to make needed investments in the healthcare system that have, you know, been needed for a number of years now is a really important opportunity, and we should take it.
Supposing that the Republican legislature doesn't end up taking it, I mean, this is kind of the foundation of those healthcare investments that you talked about. What happens to this, the health part of the budget plan, without that Medicaid money?
So I think, Rob, without a Medicaid expansion and that $1.6 billion in new federal money, you would see status quo in the state of Wisconsin. The Department of Health Services would continue to do exactly what it's doing today, and you would see increasing fraying around the edges of our healthcare system, whether it's on the dental side, on the psychiatrist side, on some of the other access issues we're talking about, whether it's our ability to tackle our lead paint problem and reduce lead poisoning among kids, or some of the other investments that we would want to make, we just wouldn't be able to do it. And so you would see DHS treading water.
And finally, I've been referring to you as Secretary-Designee. You've been appointed by Governor Evers. You're on the job, but not confirmed by the Senate. There was a confirmation hearing back in February. Now, today, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said none of the governor's cabinet appointees, including you, are going to be confirmed. This is a hang-up over a tiff over 15 appointments made in the lame duck session. What do you make of all this?
So I would say, Rob, that, I mean, it's an unbelievable honor to be nominated by Governor Evers to serve in his cabinet. I've worked hard since arriving here in Wisconsin to get to know the members of the Senate and to meet with them personally. Obviously, as you mentioned, I had a hearing. I'm anxious to get to work. We're working hard here at the department, and that's what I'll continue to do. I hope that the Senate sees clear to move the cabinet nominations. But in the meantime, I'm just going to keep my head down and keep working and continue to make the case to the people of Wisconsin about why a Medicaid expansion would not only benefit the 82,000 folks who would receive coverage under the expansion, but to all Wisconsinites as we are able to make investments in the system to improve it for everybody.
Secretary-Designee Palm, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rob.
That's Andrea Palm, Secretary-Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. We talked with her about Governor Evers' proposal to accept federal money to expand Medicaid as part of his 2-year budget.